The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 125 through 131, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in November of 1966 in New York.
Hear Naam Bhakti Prem Prayajan Purushacha Siramani Prem Mahatam. So, after understanding our relationship with Krishna, every understanding has its ultimate goal. So, the understanding is that we are eternally related with Krishna. Forgetting this relationship, we are now engaged in relationship with this material body, which I am not. Therefore, I have to revise my activities, which is directly in relationship with Krishna, and that is called to act in Krishna consciousness. And development of that Krishna consciousness will be ended in love of, full love of Krishna. When we reach that state, love of God, love of Krishna, then we love everyone, because Krishna is everyone. Without coming to the central point, our love on the material conception of life, equality, fraternity, brotherhood, they're all simply cheating God. There is not possible. So come to that stage. Krishna madhurya seva praptir karan Krishna seva kare Krishna ras asada. Krishna madhurya seva praptir karan. Just like in the material world, when we serve somebody, we become tired, we become detestful, we do not like to serve. But if we serve Krishna, then we shall feel some ecstasy in increasing the service. There is no payment. There is materially, there is no payment. Still, a person engaged in Krishna's service, in Krishna consciousness, he will be encouraged to serve more and more. This is the distinction. In the material platform, if you serve somebody, you will find tired, satiated, you won't like. But if you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, you will find yourself more energetic. You will like to serve more and more. That is the test. If I feel tired, then that is material. And if I feel more encouraged, that means it is blessings of Krishna. Krishna madhurya. So one is engaged in service of Krishna, not officially or to make so, he feels enlivened in rendering the transcendental service. Some of you must be feeling like that, I am sure. Otherwise, you cannot take so much responsibility working all day unless you feel. So that is the test. Krishna madhurya. There is some transcendental ecstasy, feeling in the service of the Lord. So in the beginning, he may not release that transcendental feeling, but as we go on increasing, he will feel it. Krishna seva kare Krishna rasa sadhan. This is called Krishna rasa. Just like anything we do, there is some humor, there is some taste. Suppose a person writes poetry. In writing that poetry, he feels some taste, therefore he writes. Somebody plays on flute. So everything, somebody drinks. So there is some particular taste. Similarly, transcendentally, we'll have a taste for Krishna's service. That is Krishna consciousness. A taste of mellow, or what is called a human. You like to serve more and more. The more you serve, you like to serve more and more. That is transcendental service. Yahate distanta jaiche doridre ghare sarvagga ashi dukkha dekhi puchaya tahare. Now, Lord Chaitanya is giving one example. That an astrologer has come to a poor man's house. The astrologer sees that this man is living very niggardly life, wretched life, but he should not have done like that. His horoscope says that he should be a rich man. His palmistry says that he should be a rich man. Tiyate distanta de daridre ghare sarvagna ashi dukkha dekhi puchaya tahare. So the astrologer is asking, oh, I see you have got some good symptoms in your haska, in your palm. Oh, why you are suffering? So, tumi kane ato dukhi tomar ache pitri dhan tomare na kahile annatra charilo jibon. I see that you have got your paternal property hidden somewhere. You have got some money left by your father, but it is hidden somewhere. You have to find out. It is hidden somewhere. Sabrakter bakke kare dhaner uddeshe koi che bir purane jive Krishna uddeshe. Now, as a poor man under the instruction of the astrologer, after hearing from the astrologer, he begins to search out, well, where my father has kept the hidden wealth. I must find out. As he begins to search it out, similarly, Aiche Veda Purana Jive Krishna Buddhist. So, as the astrologer gives instruction to the poor man that you should not live such niggardly, wretched life, I see that you are a rich man's son, your father has left some property, and you can enjoy that, find it out. So this example is just applicable to the Vedic instruction. Vedas, just like text, Vedas astrologer. And we are struggling against this material nature, hard life. And Vedas says, oh, why you are so much struggling? You are a very rich man's son. You are son of God. You are son of Krishna, who is full of all opulences. He is the proprietor of everything. He is all powerful. He's all beautiful, he's full of knowledge. You are son of such a father, then why you are suffering? Just see the comparison. The astrologer says to a poor man that you should not have suffered so much, because I see from astrological calculation that you have got your father's property. Just find it out. Where is it? It is within your house. Just find it out. A similar instruction is given by the Vedas. That why, the exact word in the Vedas used, uttishtata jagrata praptavaran nibodhata. Uttishtata jagrata praptavaran nibodhata. Oh, you human being, you are sleeping. Under material spell, under illusion. Oh, no, don't do this. Get up. Just act. and have your share of happiness. You are son of God. You are son of the Supreme. Why you should suffer? Just search out. This is the instruction. Very nicely it is given. The Vedas instruct that you should not toil so much hard for simple existence. You are the son of the Supreme. And what is the Supreme? Aisa jasa samagrasa. Vijasa jasa sasya. Here we claim, Lord, he is my father. He has got $10 million in his bank. But if you understand that you have got another father, who is real father, who has unlimited wealth, which is cannot finish by spending like anything. The actuality is so. Nobody is here, father and son. This is simply dress, just like in a theatrical performance. I think this word agitated one of our devotees and left his feet. But actually this is the fact. That means he wants to keep this dress and at the same time become Krishna consciousness. So, actually, this material stage acting, my father, my son, my family, my country, and so many aham mameti, aham I am and am mine. This is the disease of this material. And something, Lord, and everything, mine. So, this is simply stage play. As soon as the body is finished, this play is also finished. Just like in theatrical performances, as soon as the time is over, the drop-scene is there, and you have to give up your dress and become Mr. Satsang. No more king, no more nothing. And while playing the stage, oh, I am king, I am prince, and this and so many things I was doing. And as soon as the play is over, I am neither king, neither queen, I am ordinary Mr. John and Mr. Lee. That's all. So, why should we play in that way? We are actually king's son, the supreme Parameshwar, the supreme father. He is not only supreme by name, but he is Vaisajyasa. He is the proprietor of all wealth. Samagrasa. All. Samagra means all. Vaisajyasa, Samagrasa. Bijasa. Here my father may be weak. He cannot give me protection when death is drawing me, dragging me. Oh, my father cannot give me protection. But if you actually approach the Supreme Father, there is no death. Death cannot touch you. You have got such a father. Just approach him. Aisajyasa samagrasya bijasa. He is so powerful. Even in this world, while you are conscious of your father, Krishna conscious, your father gives you all protection. Kontya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, you declare it to the world that my devotee will never be vanquished. So we have got such a relationship, we have got such a father. So Lord Chaitanya says, সদ্ভজ্ঞের বাক্যে করে ধনের উদ্দেশ্যে ঐছে বেদ পুরাণে জীব কৃষ্ণ উপদেশে অল দি স্ক্রিপচার্স দে আর অ্যাডভাইসিং ইউ টু সার্চ আউট ইউর রিয়াল ফাদার সার্চ আউট ইউর রিয়াল ফাদার দেন ইউ উইল বি হ্যাপি ডোন্ট ট্রাই টু বি হ্যাপি বাই দিস ফলস ড্রেস অ্যান্ড ফলস ফাদার ফলস প্ল্যাটফর্ম. No. The scriptural instruction, nobody, no scripture in the world instructs you that you will become happy here. No. Take Bible, take Quran, or take Bhagavad Gita or any scripture, even I'm to say Buddhist or scripture. Lord Buddha was a king's son. Why did he give up everything? He became a mendicant and placed himself in meditation at Gaya underneath a tree. So that philosophy also does not say that you enjoy this material world. Nobody will say, and be happy here. No scripture will say that. Every scripture will say that you find out your real Father. Come back to God. That is it. The modern foolish creatures, they may find out something that here we have to adjust things. Here we shall make the him the kingdom. No, Bhagavad Gita does not say that. Dukkhalayam masāsatam, this place is full of misery. So unless one comes to this understanding that this place is full of misery, or there is no chance of spiritual progress. If he thinks that this place is very nice, here we have got nice food, nice sleeping accommodation, nice girlfriend or boyfriend. And so if he says this is nice, then he is not progressing spiritually. This should be condemned. It is not pessimism. It is the real understanding that there is no happiness here. Unless one understands fully, he cannot make any spiritual progress. That's the fact. Because yet actually there is no happiness, and if we think there is happiness, that means I am still under illusion. Still under illusion. Sadbhagyer bhakke mul dhan anubandha sarpa shastri upadeshe Sri Krishna sambandha. Now, if you accept directly Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, as your ultimate goal of life and center, then you need not search out. You have got the thing. Therefore you have to follow Mahajana Jina Gatastra Panthya. These are very valuable instructions. Tarko apratishtya. If you want to find out the absolute truth by your philosophical research, you'll never find it. Because your philosophical research may be different from me. Maybe it is always. No philosopher agrees. Why there are so many cults and philosophical theses? Because no, naso munijasya matangna bhinnam. One cannot be a philosopher, he does not put another against view on the other philosopher. He is not a philosopher. A philosopher means, suppose you are a philosopher and I am a philosopher. I must cut your arguments, I say, oh, this is right and this is going on. Everyone is thinking, your theory is not good, my theory is good. I can create, I am the cause. These things are going on. So this is called tarka. So if you go on this argumentative, a philosophical speculation to find out the supreme truth, it will be useless labor only. Tarka pratishtha. Sutayo vivhinna. If you stick to particular type of scripture, I am Christian. I cannot go beyond my Bible. I am Hindu. I cannot go beyond my Vedas, Puranas, Mahabharata. I am Muslim. I cannot go beyond my Quran. But we will find, because we are all foolish, we will find that there is a difference between Quran, difference between Bible, and actually there is no difference. His scripture is all right, but according to circumstances, according to the country, according to the people, they have been differently advised. But the ultimate is God. So anyone who knows, he says, well, this difference is, material only, according to circumstances. This kala patra, this means place, kala means time, and just like Lord Buddha, he said there is no God, there is no soul, because at that time, to that class of people, that sort of instruction was needed. Lord Buddha, we accept him as incarnation of God. He cannot say that there is no God. But the people amongst whom he preached, they could not understand what is God. Therefore, simple moral principles that just don't kill animals. That's all. That's so much expert in killing animals, but that was their ultimate philosophy. Stop that nonsense. And what they will understand about God. So therefore he did not say anything more. So actually, his intention was, if these foolish people stop this animal killing, they will be at least virtuous so that in future they may understand what is God. Because foolish, non-virtuous person, always sinful acting. You see, Bhagavad Gita, Namaya duskidanam mura prabhadante naramava. Those are always engaged in miscreant, doing mischief only. They cannot approach God. Not possible. Therefore, to such people, this preaching is required, that we stop this foolish nonsense. If they can stop, then one day there will be opportunity to understand God. Sutayo vivinna. Therefore, ephemerally, superficially, we find that there is difference between Bible and Quran or Bhagavad Gita. But if we take the sum total, well, Quran is preaching also God, Bible is teaching also God, and Bhagavad Gita is also teaching God. Superficially we will find, therefore we cannot understand what is the way. Neither we can approach the Supreme Truth by this philosophical argument and speculation, nor by reading ourselves the scripture by ourselves, understanding. No, it is not possible. Nāsu munijyasya matam na finna. If we go to some leader, then he will say, well, this is right. He will say, this is right. Everyone say against the other. Nāsu munijyasya. Then how I shall find out? What is the way that I can find out the absolute truth? Therefore, Bhagavad gives you instruction. Mahajana ji dharmasya tattam nitam guhaya. The absolute truth, it is very confidential. Therefore, you take up the way, just try to follow the footprints of great saints and sages and spiritual masters. That's it. Mahajana ji na gatasya pantha. You will have to find out a bona fide Mahajana or Mahatma, who are always engaged in the service of the Lord, and just try to follow, that will be the way. If you search out in your own way, then it is not possible. You have to adopt a line, which line is perfect, and by following that line, the performer has achieved success. So, sarva-śāstre, in every scripture, there is the aim, ultimate goal is God or Krishna. Bāpe dhon āche jāne dhon nahi pāye, sarvagya kahe kahe prati upar. Now this man, poor man, is asking the astrologer, yes, I have also heard that my father was a very rich man and he has left some money, but I do not know. Would you kindly let me know, how can I find out what is the way, where it is laid down? By your astrological calculation, you are saying that I am a very rich man's son and my father has left some money which is somewhere hidden. So can you tell me where is that hidden place so that I can find out? So we shall discuss the hidden place tomorrow.